This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And the Bank of America. That was the glove of Bank of America kickoff in a moment. But the Airbus, we have too many cards. Yeah. That's why I don't have that many brain cells left.
It is a Cowboys Monday, and Jason Garrett will join us because of that at 8:30 this morning. Dead wrong on the prediction. Couldn't have been more wrong. If it means a Cowboys W, I'll be wrong every time. 40-7 with the dominance over the Jags, and the voice of America's team, Brad Sham, going to join us on the buyersafety.com hotline right now with Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Brad. Where did that offense come from?
Sean, why are you asking me? You sent me a text yesterday morning, and you said, I smell a 40-7 Dallas blowout coming.
Man, what a great assist by you. I like that.
When you do the autopsy, you might find out that there was stuff going on that you didn't know about. So maybe the Jaguars were partly shown up by Kansas City the week before. Maybe they were good and their confidence really shaken. Maybe the Cowboys were right when they were saying during the week that they were really close to getting what they wanted to do. Maybe it was a fluke. There's no way to explain it other than the defense. You know, the Jacksonville offense was not great anyway.
Right.
And, you know, missing a left tackle, missing a tight end, missing two running backs, and actually missing three left tackles. So it wasn't great anyway, and the way the Cowboys' defense has been playing, although if you told me they were going to do it essentially without Lawrence and Awuzie, I would have been a little more skeptical, but you could see where they could have everybody said low-scoring game. The question is, where did 40 points and practically flawless offense come from? And it's either a fluke or... And I don't think they're 40 points good every week, but it's either a fluke or they were right and nobody believed them because we didn't have any evidence to believe them, that they were getting closer to being what they wanted to be.
There is a fan frustration, though, when they see all the bootlegs and Dak running career high in the first half. All of a sudden, Beasley is rediscovered. All these things taking place that... you know, aren't consistently there. How do you explain that? How do you make sense of it?
Well, the Beasley part, I think, is really interesting. He said after the game that based on the way Jacksonville played, he thought they would beat them. He said this to a bunch of reporters after the game, and then we asked him about it on the TV show, and he said that based on the way Jacksonville played, they were pretty much convinced that if they played that way, then they were going to be able to have some success against him. He was single covered a lot, and not many teams have done that. Now, the bootlegs and stuff, and that this is then separate, I think, from throwing the ball. The bootlegs and Dak running, you know, when you don't have success for a couple of games and the pressure starts to build, the coaches are human too, and I maintain that just as players feel tremendous pressure to try to make something happen and right the ship and play with confidence, that it's possible for coaches to do the same thing. Prescott said after the game that the message all week Linehan, and Garrett says this all the time, but he said the message all week, and that Linehan really reemphasized it the night before the game was, guys, it's a game. Mm. You've been playing it since you're 8 years old, and why do you play it? Because you have fun. Nobody's having fun. Let's just go out and do what we started to do that made us love the game in the beginning. And that was the mental part was probably always going to be the hardest hurdle to clear. And so if they did that, and in fact they were getting a little bit better in practice and none of us could see it, then it's not hard to understand that they would perform better. The other part, though, of the question, and that would account to me for bootlegs and Dak running, and you know they say, you know what, the heck with it. This is what's going to make us good. Let's do this. But this is what's going to make us good based on what we're seeing. So the thing that adds to that frustration you're talking about, in my opinion, and that it can come back. The next team will play them different, and some of the things that were available will not necessarily be available. The challenge for the coaching staff is when you don't have the same things available to you because of the way the defense is playing, find something else that will work. And they have to believe that they have to see it with their own eyes to believe the players can do it so that they feel somewhat free to call it. And I think that there's a little bit of that at work. The fact is that the fan frustration is built on poor results, but we don't see what goes into making the results, but we don't see the things the players see that makes the plays not work. Now, here's the challenge. Beasley caught, I'm going to say, 9, and what's the next most a wide receiver caught?
2, I think.
2 for Swaim, Gallup, tight and everyone end. Else with 1.
If you're Washington, and plus Washington sees him all the time anyway.
Yeah.
Are you letting Beasley run free?
No.
You know, I remember when they went and played Belichick. That's kind of what they do. They went and played the Patriots 1 year, and the word after the game was that Belichick said, "I don't care what else happens, Witten's not beating us." And so. And Witten was not a huge receiving factor in the game. So Washington, I would imagine, is going to look at this and say, I'll tell you one thing, number 11's not beating us.
Right.
So they're going to take it now, coaching staff, do you have enough players to make things happen elsewhere? Are your other receivers good enough? And then the question for, this is what I love about football. Washington says, okay, 11's not beating us. Okay, can you take away 11 and the running back and the quarterback running? Can you take all those? If you can take all those things away, you can probably win. But the confidence that the Cowboys offense will have now is that, well, we'll find something else. And the question that fans are going to have to deal with is, if they take Beasley away, what other throwing options will he have? It's up to the coaches to find one or two.
Brad Chan, voice of the Cowboys here at 105 through the Fan. Real quick, what did you think of David Irving coming back on the field?
You mean at all, or how did I think he played?
Both. How about that? Yeah, how did he play? How do you think he played?
You know, I don't think he played a whole lot of snaps. I think that the plan was for him to be limited. He had an impact on the first snap he was in, I think. And that's not, you know, all of what he'll be. He'll get better. And as far as him getting back on the field at all, they have to know that his mind is clear enough to concentrate on his job, and they were around him all week, and he believed he was ready mentally to play. I mean, you've read about what's going on in his life. It's a complete nightmare, but it's different from some of the other problems that have kept him off the field. So if they think he's ready to play and he proves it in practice, you know, he's under contract for this year. Go play. And he didn't have a huge impact in the game, but the return of Irving and Malik Collins, something they hadn't had for several weeks, that helped inside. And even though they were both somewhat physically limited in the number of plays they could play, and I think that'll continue to help as they go along.
Player show tonight?
Yes. And I'm hopefully it'll be inside. And, tonight we have Rico Gathers and Deontay Thompson.
Ooh, and that is where?
Well, that that will either be, if the weather improves, it'll either be right there on the steps of the Omni Frisco or inside the Ford Center.
Thank you, Bradley.
Thank you, guys.
Monday mornings with Brad Champ.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.